So allow yourself, as we like to use that word a lot on this tour, allow yourself to go into that space as you relax your mind, relax your eyes, relax your breath, relax your body, relax your intellect, your logic, your planning, your programming, and bring yourself to that beautiful space of creativity, imagination, reflection, serenity, harmony, balance, peace, compassion, gratitude, appreciation, kindness, healing, benevolence, oneness, beauty, joy, reverence, all those elevated, noble attributes that come into your field, merging within you, coalescing into oneness of beauty, of resonance, of frequencies, of energies that are part of your field, of your Merkaba, that speak to you in a language of light, energy, color, symbols, vibrations, and tones, and light. So breathe that into your body, field, aura, Merkaba, intuitively, lovingly, feeling your soul expanding here, just like the immensity of the ocean around you, that you are immersing yourself energetically with it right now, as we are composed so much our bodies from water. Allow yourself to feel that meld, that merging with the water cosmos all around you and inside of you, and letting go of anything. It's an opportunity collectively in that coherence that we share now, in that shared consciousness, letting go of anything that doesn't serve you. Anything that doesn't serve you, that you just let that cosmos, let the universal water here that surrounds you, take it away. Take any worry or anxiety or ailment or disharmony that's been there, and take that opportunity to release it. Release it to this universal water of compassion and love that is always present there for you. Even beyond the time you are here, it's always around you, loving you, supporting you, nurturing you, guiding you, a force that has no beginning and no end, and knows intimately who you are, and knows your troubles, your journeys, your challenges, and his hand is always reach out to soften you, to soothe you, to love you, to care for you, to remind you that you are never alone. never alone, never alone.
And so many of us are preparing for the delightful experience of going into the waters off the island of Hawaii. And in this preparation, let us give gratitude. Gratitude for all the multiple beings that live and exist within the seas and the oceans. Gratitude and appreciation for this marvelous resource that is part of our beautiful planet Earth. The miracle of this Earth that we have the privilege of coexisting with, our partner Gaia. And as we focus our attention on those beautiful life force energy that exist within the oceans and the seas, let us connect with the dolphins. Let us give gratitude and appreciation for the dolphins. Let us connect with the heart of a dolphin right now. Feel into this beating heart of a dolphin and the pod that the dolphin exists with. Feel the joy and playfulness that exists within this beautiful creature, the dolphins. Always appear to be smiling, do they not? Always ready to play, to surf those waves, to laugh, to embody the spirit of joy. And as we feel this beating heart of the dolphin that we connect with, allow those bubbles of joy to meld with your beating heart as well. Gratitude, appreciation for all the creatures within the ocean. Gratitude for the experience we get to share. Blissful joy, happiness, and gratitude. These are the energies we send before us now.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We have identified this year with an odd name. We called it the Year of Recovery. And so many look around and say it doesn't look like this planet is recovering from much. And we named it this for a reason that is esoteric, maybe, or not obvious to some, maybe. You're recovering, metaphorically, dear ones, from a coma. Humanity has been in the coma of darkness, of duality, of low consciousness. And we have predicted the shift you're in now for some time, where there would be an awakening. That is the recovery. Awakening from that which you were used to as normal, and suddenly it is not normal. There are so many who are experiencing this awakening with fear. They feel different. They don't know why. And instead of reaching out and saying something wonderful may be coming, solutions may be coming, instead, they're actually programmed to think the other way. It's getting worse. We won't make it. There are a few on this planet who are old souls. And when I say a few, it's usually less than 0.5% of the population. But those few are starting to awaken as almost as lighthouses in the ocean. And what we mean by that is that when you have a dark area and even one turns on a light, everyone can see. And that is the metaphor of a lighthouse. So this particular message is about awakening. It's a message that I've given many times before. I give it to those listening now, specifically to those that are on this tour, on this group, this magical place where you sit. Sun is about to come out, illuminate the water beneath where you'll be looking. Dear ones, do you feel your awakening to something a little different than perhaps you expected? The first thing that we tell you is this: it's an awakening of yourself for yourself. It's not an awakening to higher things to learn, dear ones. It's not an awakening for more facts to learn. It's not even an awakening for your purpose in life. It's an awakening for you from a coma of darkness for you. That's the first awakening. You start to come out of a confusing darkness and things start to sort themselves out. Yes, this is okay. You're starting to see where they weren't okay before. Yes, I understand this. I feel peaceful about this. Yes, this no longer bothers me. If that is you, you're starting to awaken to compassion. Compassion is the salve for the wound of victimization. There are so many who are taught to be victims of this planet, and you may say, well, it's not me, I'm not a victim, and yet in some ways you still are, being pushed and pulled by the forces around you, of your culture, of your society, of your family. And suddenly you awaken to say, I'm no longer bothered by it. Instead, I see only love. I will tell you, if that's you, you will live longer. The chemistry of your body, the very chemistry of your body, will shift and change as you awaken. So many of the diseases of this planet feed on fear. Feed on anxiety, feed on the chemistry of those in trouble. That's a fact. Can you see where awakening to a bigger truth of compassion, of understanding, might change the chemistry and might then change how long you live? The diseases that may never visit you. This is what we speak of. And this group, well, every single one of you has your own kind of awakening, and you're aware of it. I'm talking to many old souls here on this boat, and each one of you has a different path. But almost totally, I will tell you that you're feeling there is something new. There's something here for you. One of the things that you'll discover is that spirit likes to speak to you when you're not paying attention. Spirit loves to speak to you when you are driving or in the shower or snorkeling. In other words, when you start to concentrate on what should I do next, Spirit will simply hug you and not tell you anything. When you turn your eyes upon that which is beautiful and think of nothing, Spirit floods your mind with the things that you need to know. That ought to tell you a lot about how your mind might get in the way of the most beautiful information available. That is the truth of the day. That is the truth of those on this vessel and those who might be listening. There are angels around you willing to give you the things that you need because you're listening, because you're awakening, because you're recovering from darkness. I would not tell you these things if they were not so. And so it is.